We're a 501c3 and an Iowa not-for-profit corporation. I'm celebrating 10 years this year. My history is not that good because I haven't been around that long, but I think that's about right. And we have a six-person board at this point in time. We are, I think Adam would agree with me, he's also on the board. We are in a real mode of trying to grow the organization, make it a little more professional, make it a little more established. We've been working hard on things like our website. We've been working hard on getting some publicity types of endeavors underway. And of course, as always, we try to focus on our niche, which we like to think of ourselves as the black box theater in town, willing to bring things to the public that you might not see in any other wonderful theater organizations in town, which we think we've accomplished pretty well the last couple shows. We just finished Closetland, which if you got to see it was tremendous, dramatic, dark production. And
Normal Heart.
The Normal Heart before that, which obviously a very provocative play as well. So we want to continue bringing that, but we want to also highlight it and, frankly, bring in the numbers and the draw with some big highlight musicals, maybe a couple times a year. We're hoping today to talk about the next upcoming show, which Adam was going to talk about. He's the director, Crimes of the Heart, and we'll complete our season this year then with, as Adam said, Orphan Train, and with the big musical for the summer of Heathers. And we'll talk about those each a little bit if you've got the time for us.
Absolutely. So, Adam, you are directing Crimes of the Heart, and I am thinking that I saw the film, which I remember.
Yeah, I think it came out in like 80-something.
80-something. That's longer ago than I like to remember. But I do I think Jessica Lange was in it, and Colin Firth was in it.
I think Diane Keaton might have made an appearance in there.
Really a great dramatic piece.
Yes, great dramatic piece for women, too, because it's about three sisters and their lives in Hazelhurst, Mississippi. And we're doing it as a period piece, which is kind of cool. It's going to take place in 1974, so we get the vibe of that going on. And yeah, and we have a really great cast, and I'm really excited for it.
What are you finding most challenging about directing this production?
Just the amount of material in the show. The show has just a great wealth of like emotional material, comedic material, and sort of tragic material, which is sort of the three beats the show hits. And trying to balance all those throughout the 2 hours of the show, it's kind of difficult sometimes because it switches so fast.
I'd like to remind, in case we forget, that Shot in the Dark Productions is the production group, and we do the shows with people like Adam as director, but all of our performances, including the one that Adam just talked about, are at the Evelyn Larson Theater downtown. Evelyn Larson, obviously the longtime patron of theater in Sioux City, and so the theater where we perform is actually in the storefront building that's called the Evelyn Larson Theater downtown on Nebraska, across from the museum. So when Adam's run is done, we will move on, and Christy Tremaine will direct Orphan Train for us. If you're familiar with that, it's just, I think it'll be a very poignant and dramatic show. As I understand it, it's going to be a series of like eight vignettes, pretty much featuring, I think from, as I understand it, from the late 1850s to the early 1920s or so, there were literally hundreds of thousands of unwanted orphans in the big East Coast cities looking for homes. And it was before there was any foster care system in America. So literally two or three private organizations put these kids on trains and sent them west, and they would stop in various places. And in these places, there may or may not be families that wanted kids. And that's pretty much how these kids then, that's why it was called the Orphan Train. It actually existed. This really was the predecessor to the foster care system in America. And so this will be eight stories of eight wandering orphaned children or siblings, I'm not sure about that, from the East Coast, coming to the Midwest and finding homes. The Orphan Train dates are May 27th is the opening, and it 10 shows later closes on June 13th.
Okay, and then let's talk about Heathers before we talk about the new season.
Yes. Heathers is, what they have tryout for Heathers, about 72?
Correct.
Actors. And Joey Hartshorne is directing that, and she had to make her choice and dwindled it down to the 22 or 23 she has in it. And that opens July 8th, and it's based on the movie with, what is it, Winona Ryder and Christian Slater.
Right, the cult movie from the, what was it, the late 80s?
Long time ago, Jim.
Long time ago.
At least for me.
I didn't know that much about the show until I started reading up on it, and in fact, I haven't seen the movie. I think it would be fun for people to see the movie and then come and see the show if you can find it on Netflix or Redbox or something like that. But just the, you know, I think in, back in the 80s when the film came out, we didn't have this whole bully culture that we do now and focusing on anti-bullying and all this stuff. And they were actually glamorizing these three girls named Heather at the high school, at the top of the food chain, and the and then their jock cohorts and the way that they would bully and chew their way through the, you know, the top of the food chain at the high school. And I think this, it sounds like it's going to be a very fun show when you meld with that the take, the young couple that comes and tries to challenge them. And then we're talking about actually brutal deaths and comedy and all kinds of stuff all wrapped up in one. It's going to be a blockbuster. I predict we will have 10 or 12 sold out shows. And so I'm going to take this time, if you don't mind, Gretchen, ask people to go to our website. We've got this fantastic website, shotinthedarkproductions.org. That's one word, Shot in the Dark Productions. And all of our shows for the rest of this season and some for the next season are featured on there. You'll see a calendar tab where you can look at the relevant dates. You can meet some of the cast members and a short little description of all the different shows that are going on at Shot in the Dark. We also we really want people to go there right now and subscribe to our email newsletter. We don't really have a publicity budget, so this is how you will know when a great show is coming up at Shot in the Dark. Get on our email list, and we'll send it out to you to make sure that you're aware. And soon, coming soon, will be a chance to be able to purchase your tickets on that website, too. We don't have that functionality quite yet, but it will be by Heathers, I'm sure.
Quickly, about your new upcoming season. I'm excited to hear about it.
I'll let Adam quickly start. He's going to direct Carrie, which is going to be our Halloween kind of opener for the new season. But we'll follow that with You're in Town, which again will be a classic, wonderful drama or musical. No.
Musical.
Directed by Christy Tremaine. That'll be the middle of January until about the end of January. And a couple other shows that are coming up that I think people really look forward to. One is called Penelope, which is a dramatic play. It's going to open in April. In between, something will be there. We just don't think we know for sure what yet.
Well, sorry to say we're out of time, but it's been wonderful visiting with both of you and hearing about all the great things happening at Shot in the Dark Productions. Adam Goncharowski and Jim Cervaig, very nice talking with you today. And come back and visit with us again. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
This is Gretchen Gondek for Siouxland Public Media.